Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is a 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. A brutal day, and I mean a brutal weather day throughout the Delaware Valley, but it is great for us to be with you. Happy to be here, and certainly a lot to discuss today, including, well, no fills today, but we saw them last night. I guess we wish we hadn't. It was really non-competitive, frankly, against the New York Yankees last night. Sixers win last night, but it was what I guess you can fairly say was too competitive. There's no way that game should have been that close. They played a fairly weak team in the Spurs and let them hang around way too long. Flyers off till Thursday. That's the same day that the NFL's got the opt-out date for NFL players. We got a lot to hit today, and we'll do so all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Again, 215-592-9494. Rich. Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
You know, the average caterpillar has 248 muscles in its head.
What?
Well. In its head! That's like 244 muscles more than I would have expected.
246 more.
Seriously, like you got like one on the top and a bottom of each jaw,
wow.
I thought. 248 muscles in your head.
Not bad. Not bad. Can you do a little, can you give us a little singing of in your head, in your head? Can you do that, John?
I think you just
you
did.
Can.
Well,
yeah.
That's all right. That's
nice.
Right. You know what? I had to go
well,
there.
Cranberries.
Hold on.
Sounded,
Lisa,
you nailed it.
Listen. I had to go there because, frankly, it just delays. Only by about 20 seconds, me expressing deep aggravation.
Oh.
Aggravation with what is going on right now with our baseball club and our basketball club in town.
Hey, so the Phils feel playoff-y now to you, Joe?
Boy.
Is this Sixers team the second-best team in the East when the team battling for the ninth seed in the West?
Right.
Just took you to task.
They did, man.
Outplayed you
in a lot of ways, the Spurs did.
This was, you've long said, hey, these teams are ready to go.
Ready to roll, baby. Ready to roll.
And
not so much.
I mean, I hate to say I told you so,
yeah,
Joe,
but what do you
have to say for yourself now?
I have to say that it's possible today's weather is better than the Sixers and the Phillies combined. That's what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
John, I am so disappointed. Look, let's get into it at 215-592-9494. And thank God the Flyers look so good over the weekend. And we'll get to see them later in the week, and then the playoffs get cranked up and the whole deal. But out of the gate from coronavirus, you know, meaning the shutdown, for the Sixers and Phillies to look like this is really disappointing and aggravating. And I'll say this, like, I'm so disappointed in the Phillies, but I'm actually, I'll use a different word for the Sixers. I'm disgusted. Now, you might wake up today if you didn't see the game last night and say, wait, Joe, hold on a second here. I didn't see the game, but I saw a box score, and it shows the Sixers won the game. And, hey, I read an article, and Shake Milton hit a big three. And you'd be right. I mean, that's true. Shake Milton hit a big shot. He had guts to take it. There's no doubt about that. And they did win the game. But I'm disgusted with the way – I mean, the Sixers let an inferior team hang around for so long. You know, the Phillies were, I guess the word I could apply to the Phillies last night, John, they were outclassed last night by the New York Yankees. They were out hit. They were out starting pitched. They were out bullpenned.
Uh-huh.
They were outclassed by the New York Yankees. And the Sixers last night, despite having won the game, and again, everyone at 215-592-9494, despite having won the game, they were out-hearted by the San Antonio Spurs. They were out-schemed. Because all you got to do is look at that box score. Look at the names. Look at the names on the Philadelphia 76ers team. Look at the names on the Spurs team and ask yourself, how did the Sixers win this game by only a point? I mean, it is
because Ben Simmons is playing his worst basketball.
Boy, he's playing
when
bad.
We needed him most. We were promised that this was a new leaf, that he was turning over, that the team was turning over. Ben Simmons now, you know, after fouling out last night, which almost felt reactionary to, oh, wait, you said I didn't try hard enough on defense the last game on Saturday? Well, I'll show you what happens when I try hard. I'm going to go foul out stupidly, and I'm going to make you pay for those mean things you said about my defense. That's what it felt like. I'm probably making a leap at there.
Probably.
But that's what it felt like. It felt impetuous. The way he fouled out was just flat out dumb. I mean, like, don't put your hands on his low back and shove him as you run into a guy who's stopping dribbling in front of you.
From behind.
Well, especially
Simmons,
with five fouls. At
Ben
time
Simmons is not shooting. Ben Simmons has not shot. I thought maybe that was going to – maybe – that was going to happen. He went down there and shot two threes in the very first practice game in the scrimmage, and then felt like his quota was adequately filled.
Incredible.
This, Ben, you are supposed to be a different player. Our team, our success depends on you taking that next step, and you seem resolute in your position that you know better than everyone else does how you should play to help this team. Well, you're hurting the team. Fouling out last night, you hurt the team.
Yep.
We didn't lose the game, but we weren't good enough. And in the big picture, it's Joel playing great, but having some issues. I mean, like, leadership-wise.
Oh, no question. No
immaturity.
Question. Yeah.
And Ben having those same issues and not playing great. Ben is – we don't have a place where he fits. Like, it's not working. The worst part of his game when he was playing point guard, where he would push it to the basket and then turn around in midair and try to fire it backwards to somebody, that's still featured in this game. He's just starting at the elbow. He's now the four, but he's doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
And he's not shooting. It's creating,
John,
so much problems.
Ben Simmons might be the first athlete ever in Philadelphia sports that I might advocate trading him just because I can't take it anymore. Like, I know there's a chance 4 or 5 years from now he's top 5 or 7 in the whole world. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I honestly don't know if my heart, my brain, my body, I can't take watching the guy play when opportunity after opportunity after opportunity goes by and he refuses to engage. He refuses to do what we all know he needs to do. Shoot the ball. Be engaged offensively. Look, 215-592-9494.
And
really,
defensively.
Really on both teams out of the gate. Yeah, I mean.
You're supposed to be a great defender, and you haven't been.
Yeah, with what we've seen from the Phillies so far and what we've seen from the Phillies so far and what we've seen from the Eagles so far, is this it?
Sixers
and Phillies. Yeah, like, Sixers and Phillies. Is this it? I mean, we've got a couple Sixers games. We've got a couple Phillies games. Is this just, like, is this what they are and this is it? Just not good enough? Again, 215-592-9494 for everyone to climb in. I mean, I guess there is obviously a chance there's a surge up ahead. Phillies, we know, still early. Sixers, we know, playoffs haven't even started. But, I mean, here's what I see. Phillies, I see a bullpen that stinks, and I'm using that word generously. Starting pitching seems weak, and I'm using that word accurately. A supposed potent lineup just isn't hitting that much. The Sixers are getting let down by Ben Simmons. Their backcourt is absolutely weak. I mean, the combination of Shake Milton, and again, he hit the shot last night, and Josh Richardson. I mean, let's be real. As playoff backcourts go, that's a joke. The Sixers bench is lame. You know, Brett Brown is not getting the job done, and somehow their defense has suddenly become non-existent to the point, I think the total is, I believe it's 89 points they've given up in the last two fourth quarters.
That's amazing.
89 points in two fourth quarters.
So wait, are you tucking your tail and saying, admitting that you were wrong? Because that's what it sounds like you're doing. Hey, by the way, Girardi might not be the guy we thought Joe Girardi was.
What do you mean by that?
Joe Girardi might not know how to manage a team that's not the Yankees. I mean, the decisions that we've seen some real questionable choices being made by Joe Girardi, plugging guys in there, relievers that had no right being on the mound, really, in professional baseball.
And it's happened multiple times now where he goes to a guy in that fifth, sixth inning kind of role.
Maybe this is felt uncharted
like we,
territory for
feel
Girardi.
Does like we mentioned the bullpen wasn't going to be very good?
Yeah, I thought that was something that I brought
about
up.
Did we not say
a few
that?
Times.
Worried about the bullpen.
Whoa.
You weren't.
I was last here on Friday. I'm here on a Tuesday. This is a summary. I take a Monday off. Why does this have to be? This isn't about me. I'm talking about the Sixers and the Phillies here.
No, it's mostly about you.
Joe,
you were wrong. Are you ready to be right and admit how wrong you were?
I am ready to admit that it looks bad. I am ready to admit that I may have been wrong. I mean, the Sixers look.
I like that I may have been wrong there. Still a little bit of a qualifier.
To admit that you may have been
look,
wrong.
Look, it's still a wide open East beyond the Bucks. I mean, I know the Raptors beat the Lakers. What was that? Maybe two, 3 days
They're
ago.
They're so much better than the Sixers.
Maybe they are. I mean,
the Celtics are better. All these teams are just better.
You know, the Phillies, look, guys, we do have to take a breath.
I agree with
not
you.
Not supposed to breathe into the microphone that hard during this pandemic time. We got to limit our breathing a little bit. But the reality is, guys, it has been four games in a baseball season. Now, it's not a 162-game baseball season, and it's not even going to be a 60-game baseball season. Phillies, at the most, are going to play somewhere in the 50s, and that makes these games all the more important. But let's not act like the Titanic has sunk when it's four games.
I agree, especially, look, last night, that's a massive, massive, massive disadvantage to play a team that's rolling along and have a week off. Like, it really is a big disadvantage. But to your point, 55, 54, who knows how many games, I have not felt a semblance of a sense of urgency through these first four games, whether from Girardi or from the team. Like, bring in Deolis Guerra into that game last night, a perfect example. Go to someone, and there aren't a lot of guys you can trust, but go to someone you know, Tommy Hunter, Adam Morgan, like, get outs when you need them.
I agree.
Feels like there's zero intensity, zero, hey, these games truly matter type of feel.
Yeah, they keep bringing in these relievers I've never heard of, and they keep messing up. I mean, it just
and he had
work.
Opportunity to pull Deolis Guerra. It was very clear
100%
after a couple
you.
Pitches.
Yeah,
Deolis Guerra
he has
did
to face three batters, but after first and second,
but there was an opportunity
before the home run. You have to take that dude out.
Look, 215-592-9494. If everyone have a chance to weigh in, is what we've seen out of the gate with the Phillies and the Sixers. Is this just it? I mean, are they just flat out not good enough, or do you think the Phils and the Sixers can still surge, can still figure something out? Look, I will, and again, 215-592-9494. I will obviously admit, John, so far out of the gate, what I talked about where my hopes were at both clubs, it doesn't look good. Was I wrong? Probably. Now, it's still kind of early, but it doesn't look good. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, where do you stand? 215-592-9494.
Wow.
Incredibly aggravating. There's a unique form of aggravation when it comes to sports, and last night was one of those nights, even though the Sixers won. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, off and rolling. Phone calls all show. Stay safe. It's crazy weather out there. Hit us up, 215-592-9494.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.